what you're up to?
Right now, wiping the bar. So nice for no ashtrays.
Did you fancy a day out this week?
Yeah. Great.
Yeah, well, Wednesday's best for me. I could be away by 11.
Okay. Yeah, Wednesday's good.
Yeah, I could do with chilling with a mate. No headaches, like last week.
Yeah, right.
I mean, Jazza is so mad with me. You know that girl Katrina? The one he hooked up with?
Yeah.
Well, she's holding out on him now.
Why?
Female solidarity. Her ugly sidekick's been phoning him non-stop trying to get hold of me.
Has she?
Well, she's clocked I false-numbered her, and now Katrina won't go out with him unless he gives Anna my real number.
And why hasn't he given it to her?
Because I'd string him up on an electric fence if he did. There's no way I'm letting him pass that on. God, he's chewing the furniture. There's only so much you'd do for a mate, though.
Right.
Anyway, she was a right minger.
So, where do you fancy going on Wednesday, then?
Oh, I don't mind. You choose.
Adam!
1 second, Brian.
Ah.
That's the last of the grammar side.
Where are you spraying?
Broadacre.
Well, when you've done that, you better go and look at the rape in Topfield.
What's the problem?
It's a mess.
Yeah, well, I know it's not looking wonderful.
It's a write-off, Adam. We might as well cut our losses and plough it up.
Oh, come on, Brian.
I'm serious. Never going to yield enough to cover the costs. Should never have tried Mintil after all that rain.
Yeah, well, I made a decision and Debbie agreed with me as it happened.
Well, it hasn't worked. There's still a load of trash from the wheat.
A bit, maybe.
It was never going to establish in conditions like that. You should have ploughed it from the start.
Wonderful thing, hindsight.
Look, no one's blaming you, Adam, but it hasn't worked. So I think we need to start again, okay?
Emma looked nice this morning, didn't she?
Hold on, love. Let me concentrate.
Sorry.
Ah, that's it. Go. God, I hate that junction. It takes ages to get out.
She was going to meet a new boyfriend for a drink in Borchester.
Oh, yeah?
No George in tow, I noticed. But she's keeping his Callum well hidden.
Mm-hmm. Wise move. She don't want Susan asking his inside leg measurement, poor bloke.
Oh, come on, that's not fair. Susan babysits George all the time when Emma's out. Oh, I mean, that's the downside. If we do like this house we're seeing, there's no Mike on hand to babysit.
Yeah, I know.
It's nearly 30 miles away.
35?
It looks ideal inside, though.
Well, you can't get everything right. Mm. It's the cheap side of Felpsham.
It's a long commute for work.
People do it.
Oh, such a nightmare. We managed to save up a reasonable deposit and then the blooming prices shoot up all around us.
Well, I've resigned myself to not living in Ambridge.
You grew up there. It's not right.
No, I agree.
I wonder what this scope for improvement means here.
It's falling down.
Well, you slow down. I feel sick.
Well, stop reading them particulars, then.
Oh, I want to.
Well, you must know off by heart by now.
Well, the bedrooms look a reasonable size.
Yes, so you keep saying.
Aren't you excited?
Of course I am.
Me too.
It's just what we want.
Hmm.
On paper?
Yeah, it's near enough perfect. And we could be in before this little one pops out.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just so tired of searching, Roy.
Me too.
So what are you suggesting? Plant a wheat crop in there?
Well, why not?
A bit late.
Look, at least we'll get a crop. And this time, make sure it's ploughed and cultivated in the traditional way, no shortcuts.
Minimum tillage is not a shortcut.
It was the wrong option for that field, the state it was in. Not a one-size-fits-all method. You've got to be adaptable.
All right, you've made your point. Now, look, I need to crack on with the spraying, and there are jobs stacking up in the polytunnels, too.
I've done it properly in the first place.
Look, I want to get ahead with all my jobs so I can enjoy some time with Rura at the end of next week.
Okay, well, if it's a problem, I'll do it.
You?
I'm capable of ploughing a field.
Hi.
Oh, David.
Hiya. Jennifer said you're on the back here.
Excuse me.
Oops. Don't worry, he's been like this since Alice left for South Africa on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she didn't want him to see her off at the airport.
Ah.
Yeah.
Did she arrive safely?
Yes, yeah, she's loving seeing Kate and Kat.
Good.
She's taking it easy the first day or two before starting her job.
Yeah, best way. Yeah. Well, listen, I am on the scrounge.
Oh, what do you need?
I need your chainsaw. Ours is on the blink.
Oh, yeah, sure. You know where it is.
Oh, thanks. We want to smarten the farm up before the school visit.
When is it again?
A week on Wednesday. One or two overhanging branches I need to cut back just to be on the safe side.
Right.
Oh, and you are still okay to lend us your machinery?
Yeah, of course. It was the combine and cultivator drill you wanted, wasn't it?
Yes, please. And the big tractor.
Okay. Yeah, Jeff and I'll drive them over on the day.
Great. Well, we want them parked by the side of three different grain fields. And then the kids can see them in situ, you know, part of the tour.
Mm. Well, don't tell me which ones yet. I won't remember the state of my brain.
I'll give you a ring. We appreciate it.
No, more power to your elbow. We've all got to do our bit. Help kids make the connection between what grows in the ground, what appears in their packed lunches.
Absolutely. And who knows, it may even encourage some of them to take up farming.
Stranger things have happened. What else you got lined up for them?
Well, Jill's giving a little talk about the hens, mm-hmm. and Bert's doing a short demo and lecture on ploughing.
That's just what Brian's given me.
I expect he'll use the presentational skills he's honed at Lower Loxley.
You want these kids to stay awake, do you?
Oh, and listen, the other thing we're after is some empty 1 litre plastic bottles.
Uh-huh.
40, if possible, to show the kids how much milk one cow produces in a day, you know.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, but we're a bit stuck where to get them.
Ian may be able to help you there.
Yeah? That'd be brilliant.
Yeah, leave it with me. How are your yields at the moment, by the way?
They're much improved, thanks. Since Sam left and Ruth took over the herd.
Here you are, two cheese.
Thanks, Fallon.
Oh, great.
What have you done with Phoebe today?
Oh, Mike's taking her fishing at Home Farm.
Oh.
She's determined to get more experience under her belt for this Open Day competition.
Whatever floats her boat. At 11:50 with the drinks.
Right, okay. Oh, we're ready for these. Been out house hunting this morning.
Oh, you're still looking then?
Yeah. There you go, 20.
Ta.
Well, maybe not for much longer. We've just seen something we like and put in an offer.
Oh, well done you.
Yeah, we're expecting a call back from the agent any minute. He said Sunday is his busiest day.
Yeah, well, it would be. Whereabouts is it? Around here?
No chance of that.
Shame.
That's the other side of Felpsham.
That's miles. Here.
Yeah, I know, but needs must.
How's things with you?
Well, let's just say things could be looking up.
Oh, it sounds interesting. What's going on?
Look, do you mind if I get on and eat this? My belly thinks my throat's been cut.
I'll be over in a minute.
Hayley, where would you take a guy on a date if you wanted their undivided attention?
What guy?
Oh, no, I don't want to say yet.
Oh, Fallon!
No, honestly, look, I'll tell you if I get anywhere.
Okay. But I need a little bit more to go on than that.
Well, all right, there's this guy I really like.
Right.
But we seem to take two steps forward and then one step back. It's driving me nuts.
So, you don't know where you are?
Well, I know where I am. I don't know where he is yet.
Oh, and you want to find out?
Yeah. After I've told him how I really feel.
Which is how, exactly?
Well, I don't want it to be just a casual thing anymore.
And you're looking for a quiet date to drop the hint?
Any ideas?
A night in?
Oh, no, he'll probably reach for the remote. Besides, he's not living on his own at the moment.
Oh, and neither are you. That's a daft idea, sorry.
That's okay.
Well, clubbing's out. And you don't want other mates around.
No, definitely not.
How about outdoors?
Outdoors? Yeah.
Roy used to drag me up Lakey Hill sometimes when we were dating, back in the old days. It's usually pretty quiet up there.
Lakey Hill.
And there's such a great view. That is, if you're not planning an evening date.
No, daytime.
That's perfect. This guy will think you're just going for a nice country walk together.
Which we will be.
And then when you get him to the top, he'll be so overcome by the beauty of the setting, he'll only have ears for you.
Great idea, Hayley.
Hey, why not take a picnic? Way to a man's heart and all that.
Spray and go,
picnic?
Right? Yes, thanks.
It's different.
Not much wind today, lucky.
Hiya.
Hey, hello, Fallon, Hayley.
Hello.
Hi, 2 pints when you're ready, please.
Coming up.
Oh, look, Roy's on his mobile. Could be the agent.
Good luck.
Ta.
Hey, thanks, Hayley.
Oh, I hope the date goes well.
Cheers.
It'll have to be a quick one. I need it after this morning.
Has Brian calmed down?
I don't know. I'm staying out of his way.
Okay, Phoebes. Yeah. Yeah, will you be a good girl for Grandad? Yeah, well, hand me back now. Okay, Dad? Yeah. Yeah, all right, well, we'll see you in a bit. Yeah, don't worry about Wendy. All right, bye.
Is everything all right?
Yeah. Yeah, having a great time. Thought it was the agent.
Me too, till I heard you say Grandad. What were you saying about Wendy?
Oh, nothing. He wanted to take her for a drink later, but she can't make it.
Oh. Did he ever tell you how he got on at the theatre with her? Because he hasn't said a word to me.
I was embarrassed, that's why. He didn't understand the play. Thought it'd be more about the trees.
Yeah, well, the cherry orchard.
Oh, can't see him and Wendy got much in common, really.
Oh, it's early days.
Oh, it's going nowhere.
Oh, what did you say then when you told him about the house? Oh, this looks good.
Yeah, nothing much. Wait and see thing, isn't it?
Mm. You don't think we should have gone for the asking price?
No, no one does that. Mm. £5,000 under was about right with the kitchen.
Mm. I don't mind it. Mum said first time buyer should try and add value to a property anyway. We can easily upgrade it in the future.
Of course, no hurry. Got to get it first.
Hey, we might be in by Christmas.
That'd be great.
Hmm. And Phoebe's room's much bigger than the one she's got now.
Oh, nice view of the garden. Gonna be a shock paying a mortgage, mind, after living at home.
Well, at least we can afford the repayments on this one. Number 61. I like it. Sounds lucky. Ooh.
This'll be in.
Oh, Roy.
Yeah, it's all right. Hello? Yeah, and?
What?
Yeah? Oh, no, that's brilliant. Yeah, okay. Yeah, thanks very much for now, Jake. Yeah, you too. Yeah, bye. We just bought a house.
Oh, come here. our own home at last.
Can't quite believe it.
I'm sorry, we're closed now.
Late customers.
Too late. I'm totalling the till. Oh, it's all right. They were in earlier. They bought loads of stuff then.
Oh, that's what I like to hear. You've been okay today, Kathy?
Not too bad, thanks. Helps me keeping busy.
I'd be the same.
The new coasters with the Tamworths are selling well.
Oh, good. Well, it's such a cute photo.
Yeah. It's the prelim hearing at the Crown Court in 2 days.
Bournemouth again?
Yeah. All these milestones.
How will you know what happens? Unless you and Kenton are going down?
Oh, no. I really don't want to see Taylor again until I have to.
Sure.
My liaison officer will keep me up to date.
You come to see Tony?
Yes, he around.
He should be just finishing with the carrots.
Oh.
Goodness knows what he's dug up after the weather we've had.
Yeah.
Haven't seen him since breakfast.
Well, I wanted to give him an update on the fishing day.
Well, have you signed up any more kids?
Yeah, 2 or 3. Working my way round the village. Getting their mums and grandmums on board's another issue.
Well, when you've got a rough idea of the numbers, let me know. Then I can plan how much salad to make for the barbecue.
Yeah, of course I will.
And, what about Wendy?
What about her?
Is she coming on Sunday?
Oh, no.
Well, did you ask her?
Yeah, I did. Our daughter Gail's back from uni for the weekend.
Oh.
No, I know Wendy said she'd sleep all Saturday and they'd yak all day Sunday, so... probably not her sort of thing.
Well, I'm sure it's not personal, Mike.
Oh.
I expect she'll want to tell Gail all about you.
Another disappointment last night.
Oh, dear.
Roy and Ailey have had an offer accepted on a house.
Really? Where?
That's it. Other side of Felpersham.
Oh, no.
It's much further away than I'd wanted, but it's where they can afford, see?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd hope they'd still be with me when Ailey had the baby.
I expect she wants to feel settled in her own place before it comes.
Used to be 6 of us at Willow Farm. Soon it'll just be me.
Jamie, your football.
Oh, thanks for taking him, Sid.
Ah, I want to take him. I'll give him his supper after, if you like.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah, of course.
I'm trying to keep things normal around him.
He won't suspect anything. It's not the first time we've changed an arrangement.
It's a struggle keeping upbeat.
I know.
What if Taylor gets bail this time, Sid? What am I going to do? I don't want to be a prisoner in my own home like before.
Look, they didn't let him out last week. And nothing's changed, has it?
No. I suppose not.
No. They're not going to give him a chance to slip through the net. They've got him exactly where they want him.
I'm so sorry you've been dragged into all this again.
Oh, shush.
The police interview and everything. But Jolene wasn't too happy.
Yeah, we're both behind you, love.
Really?
Yeah, she thinks you're being very brave.
Oh!
Oh, steady on. I'll get it.
I'm a bundle of nerves.
Coming.
I hate it.
Ah, Pat.
Oh. Hello, Sid.
Yeah, come in.
Hello.
I come bearing ice cream.
Oh.
Just done my taxi service for the Pickers. I thought I'd see how you are.
Worried about Wednesday.
Oh. Come on now.
I just want it over with.
I know. Look, even if his defence get their way...
Which they won't.
He wouldn't dare come back to Ambridge.
Nah, of course not. He's a coward.
It's the last thing he'd do. Intimidating a witness is an offence. He'd only get himself into more trouble.
But what if he did more than intimidate me, though? I couldn't go through that again, Pat. I couldn't.
It's all right.
What's up?
Nothing, son, nothing. Look what Pat's brought you.
Ice cream.
Yeah.
Your boots are by the door, love.
Okay.
Say thank you to Pat.
Thanks. Why aren't you taking me, Mum?
Oh, that's nice. Now you want to spend some time with your old dad?
Freddie might enjoy it.
Ah, of course he would. A day's fishing.
I'm not sure about Lily, though.
Huh?
She's going through one of her Lily the Pink phases. A little dressing down for a fishing competition. Well, I can't see it.
Oh, it's okay. One out of two ain't bad.
Some twins insist on doing everything together, but our two are fairly independent.
I'm glad to hear it. You wouldn't want Freddie going through a pink stage.
There are worse things. Thing is, I'm busy on Sunday, so I won't be able to bring him.
Well, you'd ask Mrs. Archer.
Jill?
Well, she's taking Josh. There's a competition for mums and grandmums too, see?
But I never.
Yeah, they'll all be sharpening their rods.
My father used to take me fly fishing north of the border.
Oh, yeah?
I remember standing there for hours in the steady rain in my chest waders. I suppose he thought we were bonding, but I was just longing for a Scottish high tea.
Huh. So, Freddie's a definite, yeah?
Yes, why not?
And you'll talk to Mrs. Archer, will you?
Of course.
Out.
Oh, who's this? I need to get on and check the ground in the paddock. We've got a heavy horses display tomorrow.
Oh, well, I'll leave you to it, Nigel.
Oh, no. Okay, Mike. Thanks for thinking of the twins.
Yeah, well, more the merrier. I'll see you.
Afternoon.
Matthias Collins. Hello again.
Mr. Pargeter, I wonder, could you spare me 10 minutes?
I'd rather have wine. Interested?
No, I'll stick to the tea, thanks. I'm driving.
What the heck?
Yeah, you go on.
Oh, I feel I've implicated you all.
Implicated?
That's not the right word. Tainted.
No!
I've sucked you into something so grubby.
Oh, he's the grubby one. We were all happy to talk to the police, to put your side of things.
Must have been a pain, though.
As long as it helps put him behind bars. I told them everything I could remember.
You've all been fantastic. You, Sid, Kenton. I couldn't do this without you.
Well, you've been there for me as well, remember?
Yeah. Hey, cheers.
I told them 3 times in the interview what a terrible state you were in. And why they needed it spelling out is beyond me. That must count towards him not getting bail. They wouldn't let him loose to terrorise another woman, surely.
Yeah, I'd love to believe that was the case. But it's not how it works. If they do keep him in, it's because they want him where they can see him.
That's the official reason.
Innocent till proven guilty, Pat.
I know.
I haven't felt really safe since it happened.
Oh, Cathy.
That's the legacy rapists leave, isn't it? Even with all the support and love I have in my life, somewhere in the very back of my mind, I'm scared. I'm scared he'll just turn up at the front door.
That's why it's so important what you've done. Because once he's locked up, you'll get your freedom back.
If he's locked up.
You said during our last chat, Mr. Pargeter, that Mrs. Perks, knew him quite well.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
How well, would you say?
Oh, gosh. Well, Cathy and Owen...
Taylor, Nigel.
Sorry, I can't get used to calling him that. Cathy and Taylor were work colleagues, of course.
He knows that.
I was going on to say, but they were good friends as well.
Very good friends?
Yes. They had some of the same interests. And they spent a lot of time together, socially, at the Panto rehearsals and so on.
But they weren't going out on dates together, as far as you know?
Well, I don't think they'd reached that stage. Not yet, anyway.
Not yet.
Look, my brother, Kathy's boyfriend, he'd just gone to New Zealand. They'd split up.
So I believe.
He'd been taking her for granted. It was all a bit messy.
And that's when she and Taylor became friends?
Yes.
Yes, they'd always got on well.
I think she used to confide in him about Kenton, you know.
Right.
Yes. I can remember finding them deep in conversation one evening in the Orangery.
The Orangery?
It's our restaurant.
Right. Yes, but it was well past 6 o'clock, and I remember because everyone else had gone home.
So they were alone together?
Look, I don't think they were trying to hide anything by staying late together. They were just engrossed in each other's company, that's all.
Yes. They did get quite close over it all.
Okay.
I mean, she seemed to have time for him. He was a good listener.
So there was trust between them?
I'd say.
Definitely.
Right. Did you get the impression that they could have, well, become more than friends?
Well, getting close to someone doesn't mean...
So that wasn't on the radar at all, then?
Well...
Yes?
We did wonder at one point if things might develop further. We did, Nigel.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, all right.
It was one of those silly, gossipy conversations you have, waiting for the photocopier, you know.
And was there much gossip around the place about their friendship?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, there was a lot of gossip, Nigel. I mean, the chef and the restaurant manager. Mind you, I think it was just gossip.
And when he left, did she comment on it? Why he'd gone?
No. Actually, we were quite surprised at that, I remember, Lizzie.
Yes, I mean, we thought she'd be the first to know.
Well, you've been very helpful.
Oh.
Is that it?
Yes, for now. Thank you very much. Look, don't worry, I can see myself out.
No, not at all. I'll come with you.
No, it's fine, really. I know you're busy.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, officer.
Goodbye. And thanks again.
Well...
Yes.
Nigel.
Hmm?
I hope we didn't give the impression that Cathy and Taylor were in a relationship.
I know.
I didn't mean to.
Me neither.
We didn't, did we, Nigel?
We only told the truth.
Yes. Yes.
He's breathing just fine now.
His tongue was looking very swollen.
Yeah, she definitely needed the ropes to get him out. Let's hope we don't have an emergency carving when the school kids are here next week.
Oh, it'd do him good to see nature raw in tooth and claw.
Good girl.
Oh, I'm researching the history of ploughing, by the way. I want to make my talk interesting for the nippers. Is there more I can do on the day?
Well, you could fill up one of the barrows with silage for us. I want them to see a cow's daily ration.
Oh, righto. Well, I'd best get along now. It's my ploughing match at Brampton Green today.
Good luck with it.
Thank you. And I hopes to catch the Shire horse display at Lower Loxley before the PCC meeting at 6. Oh. I'm busier now I'm retired than I ever was working.
Hi.
Hello, Ruth.
I'll get myself off.
Bye-bye.
This straw man you want the children to decorate on the farm visit?
What about him?
Well, we're stuffing him now. Chris, Jean and me.
Good.
At Shuler's. I'm on her phone. She's provided the straw.
She wants him.
Did you hear that?
What? Do you want him fat or thin?
I don't mind as long as he's not too floppy.
She doesn't mind as long as he's not too floppy.
Well, we'd better keep going then.
You're going to need another bale.
Oh, Jill, are you still okay to talk about the hens on the day?
I hadn't forgotten. Bye, dear.
Bye.
Oh, it's a shame Linda wasn't free to come and help. She'd have enjoyed this.
Oh, come on, Jill. Grab some straw. No slacking.
Oh, all right. Where's Jean gone?
Oh, she'll be back in a minute.
I'm sorry she won't be around tonight to help see off Alan's crackpot idea for the pews.
It's not crackpot. The church shouldn't be afraid of change.
Well, we know he's won you over, Shula.
Now, now. Clary was concerned whether all the kneelers would be used with the chairs.
Oh, we'll rotate them, surely.
Those bulrushes took me an age to embroider.
And Frieda's beautiful Rose of Sharon.
Oh, just look at that brewer's dray.
Oh, magnificent.
It'd be wonderful to have a heavy horse in situ here.
Oh, practical too. They've got a lot of pulling power.
Yes. And they only deposit productive pollution.
I'd have some of that off you for my roses.
We'll see. I must stop having these bright ideas. I have to keep thinking of new ways to get them past Lizzie.
Fantastic display, Nigel.
Isn't it? I was watching from the office window. I'm so glad I could come down.
Enjoyed your cup of tea, then?
Oh, yes, thanks. This takes me back to my childhood.
Really?
Dad had two shires at Brookfield for ploughing, Blossom and Boxer.
Oh, yes, yes, that's right.
He used to whistle to let them know when it was time to change direction. It was inevitable tractors had replaced them. We needed more production after the war.
They used oxen before horses.
Of course.
Up till the 18th century. We've been looking into it. Now, I love my vintage Massey, mind, but I could fancy following a plough pulled by these two beauties.
Oh, me too. Oh, how did you get on today? I forgot to ask. Bert had a match.
Oh.
No, I'm still only third in the table.
Ah.
For the South Barsetshire Vintage Cup.
Well, that sounds all right.
Look, will you excuse me? I want to talk to that drain man.
Bye for now.
Bye.
I'd love to beat that Jimmy Prentice, the smug so-and-so. He thinks he's a master.
Hi, Bert's rung me from his mobile. He and Christine are on their way.
All right.
I've said to let themselves in.
Oh, we saw Jean this morning. She and Charles have got a golf dinner this evening.
Oh.
And Susan's working late.
Well, we know which way she'd vote if she were here.
Yes.
Jean's undecided, like me.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
We're in here, Bert. Come on in.
Sorry we're late, everyone.
That's all right, no. Come on, let me take your coats.
Oh, thanks, Alan.
Evening.
Hi.
How are the Shire horses?
Wonderful.
You have a seat. I'll shut the door.
Ta.
What have we missed?
Just the apologies.
I was going on to announce the results of my survey.
Ah, just in time, then.
How many replies did you get, Alan?
We got 78.
Well, that's not many.
Oh, it's not bad.
Let's see. 41% were in favour of losing the pews.
Ah, well, that's...
Hold on, Bert. I mean, 17% were undecided.
So, 42% in favour of keeping them?
Yes.
Good.
Ah, so it's a victory.
Well, that's not that clear-cut, I don't think.
Well, 1%. That's still a majority.
It's a survey, Bert. It's not a referendum.
It's pretty evenly balanced, isn't it?
Mm.
That doesn't surprise me.
Oh, I thought there'd be more against, I must say.
Yeah, me too. Oh, now, I've got a letter here.
Oh, yeah?
From Dick Somerville. Ah, it says removing the pews would be, I quote, an appalling desecration.
Oh, he's been to church once in 10 years, and that was for his granny's funeral.
She was a nice old lady.
It's what's behind the letter that's important, though.
What do you mean?
Well, even if they're not regular attenders, people still feel the church has something to do with them personally.
I suppose they expect it to be there, unchanging.
That's very astute, Jill. But it doesn't pay for the heating on a Sunday in January. Historic buildings need to earn their living.
Nigel and Elizabeth turned Lower Loxley round.
Well, St. Stephen's isn't some commercial enterprise. It's a place of worship.
We all give of our time freely to raise funds for particular projects, Alan.
Yeah, I know, and I appreciate that.
But that's not on a business footing. It seems so impersonal.
I know what Alan means.
Look, we're focusing on the money. But it's the usefulness of the building, too, surely. It sits there empty most of the time.
It's such a waste.
But there is a balance to be struck.
As in most things, yes.
I can see it needs to be more relevant.
Oh, that ghastly word.
Now, let me go on, Chris.
Sorry.
But there's a sense churches carry our communal and personal stories from the past as well.
Yeah, eloquently put, Mrs. Archer.
Thank you.
We need that continuity.
I wouldn't be losing it.
So many old institutions are trying to become relevant, they completely lose what made them distinctive in the first place.
St. Stephen's isn't a museum, Auntie Chris. It's a living church.
There's nothing wrong with museums. They teach us about our past.
Except when they fill them with gimmicks.
Well, St. Stephen's might be better maintained if it was a museum. Doesn't do it any good only being heated once a week.
No, the altar cloth always smells musty, even when it's not been on long.
No.
That's true.
What's underneath them pews, anyway?
Oh, yes, Jean raised that.
What?
The floor underneath the wooden platforms.
Oh, surely it's the same as the rest of the floor.
But what state will it be in?
It's bound to be dirty.
Yes, we'd need to budget for any work that needs doing once it's exposed.
Oh, more funds. Mm.
We might be looking at a new floor, anyway.
A new floor?
Well, we don't know yet. That's an issue for further down the road, surely. After the vote.
No. I can't vote without knowing details like that.
Oh.
Freddie! Come on! It's time to go home now.
We had Rory here to play as well this afternoon.
Oh, good.
Jennifer's just picked him up.
I believe he's still finding it tough going at school.
Yeah.
But then he's not yet 5. Poor little chap.
Nigel, you couldn't just move that paper from the side, could you?
Oh, sure.
I'm going to chop this salad stuff and my hands are wet.
Beef cattle are for meat. Dairy cows are for milk.
It's a visual aid for our open day next Wednesday.
I do admire you taking part. We get a huge amount of satisfaction seeing school parties enjoy themselves at our place.
I think this farm idea is essential. Some kids don't even know milk comes from a cow.
The pews aren't of any particular significance. They weren't made by the big names like Street or Butterfield.
So you wouldn't get much for them anyway?
Why not leave them be then?
Well, it's true they wouldn't fetch a great deal as architectural salvage.
It's sad to think of them like that.
Ooh, on the scrappy.
It means there wouldn't be a problem removing them.
So it's more ammunition for you.
Oh, don't think of it like that.
I'm sorry, Shula, but I do.
Yeah, Christine, they're not part of the original building, remember? They were put in some 600 years later.
If they're not worth much, how will you pay for the chairs, Alan?
Fundraising.
And how much are we talking about?
Well, 300 chairs at £60 each.
Ooh.
Possibly a new timber suspended floor with heating underneath. There wouldn't be much change out of £50,000, I reckon.
How much?
Good Lord.
Oh, it is a lot.
Oh, I enjoy fundraising, but that's out of our league, Alan.
Yeah, but if we get the building right, it'll attract finance through bookings.
But it'll take years to get that back.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
And I'm still worried about the village hall losing business.
Me too. What if neither building gets enough bookings to pay their way?
We'd have to attract them.
And there's another thing. Suppose the village hall was forced to close.
Oh, I'm sure that won't happen.
Why not? You'd be in competition.
Would the church be open to non-Christian classes in the same way? Or would it make judgments on groups it doesn't approve of?
Of course I'd be open-minded.
No, Jill's got a point. Take the yoga class. Your bosses might decide that they don't want activities like that in the church.
Then where would they go?
I don't think yoga is a problem.
I thought this meeting was about pews, not yoga.
Thank you, Bert. I think we are getting ahead of ourselves.
Oh, tell that to Penny, who runs the class. She's already losing money with the hall out of use.
Well, you don't like the idea of a chair.
What's wrong with a chair?
You can't squash folks up in it like in a pew. You know how full we get at midnight mass. What if there weren't enough to go round?
Oh, we'd make sure we buy enough.
Yeah, chairs are more flexible than pews, Bert.
Yeah, and they can be used in so many different ways. You can have small curved rows.
Yeah, it might encourage different forms of worship. You know, dance or drama performances even.
Now that sounds interesting.
Yeah, and they open up the possibility of more intimate and informal services.
I think it's really exciting.
Yes, well, I prefer formality and respect. Pews are more dignified, and I likes the smell of them.
It'll change the whole essence of St. Stephen's.
No, only the trappings.
We'd never get back what we'd lose.
I think we'd gain more.
It's progress.
Progress isn't always an improvement on the status quo.
Mm.
Oh, I can't decide. I think we're a long way off this vote tonight, Alan.
Yes, I think we are. Shirley?
Yep, and Bert and I need to talk to the DAC anyway to gauge their attitude.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad the vote's been stalled.
Me too. We can't rush through a big change like that.
It's raised so many issues.
Yes, I know. You know, all I'm really proposing is that we bring St. Stephen's to life. Surely that's not a bad idea.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Thanks, Mrs. Arvey.
Hello, love.
Hi, Mum.
Oh, look at this card Jean's just given me. Hello, Georgie.
Here.
Oh, yeah? Mum, Callum's just rung. He wants to take me to lunch in Borchester.
Oh, when?
12:30.
Today?
You couldn't babysit.
Oh, Emma.
Please.
It's my birthday. Why can't you take George with you?
He wants to go to the Cantonese on Victoria Street. It's not exactly child-friendly.
Well, he could come out to the ball. It's a family restaurant there.
It won't be that long a lunchtime.
Oh, has he got two heads, this boyfriend of yours?
He's a busy guy.
Well, when am I going to meet him then? No one's that busy.
I don't know.
Soon?
Look, can you babysit or not?
Oh. You know this is my one free afternoon.
Which is why it's convenient.
For you? Oh, go on.
Thanks, Mum.
It can't be till after one.
Well, that's okay. Dad'll have him from 12.
Oh, got it all worked out.
Well, he's around this morning.
What would you do without your free babysitting service?
I deserve a life.
So do I.
Shame Dad ain't taking you out tonight.
Well, cooking something nice.
Even so, not much of a birthday treat.
The old day's looking like any other now.
All right.
Still, 44's not that great.
Tell you what, I'll cook the tea.
No, you don't have to do that.
Well, I'll buy a nice cake for pudding while I'm in town. From Gino's Deli, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
They do that amazing tiramisu.
Now you're talking.
Right, that's settled.
Oh, Christine was in before.
Oh, yeah?
They didn't take a vote on ripping out the church pews, thank goodness.
Who didn't?
The PCC last night. I was elder peer.
Look, Mum, I've got to go. If I can start early at Brookfield, I can be away by 12.
Oh.
Right, say goodbye, Georgie.
Bye, love.
Bye.
Oh, and can you ring Dad for me?
Oh, yeah.
Ta!
Oh, can you take the bag while I sort myself out?
Oh, sure. Oh, we got some good grub here.
Grub? Do you mind? This is Gino's finest.
I'll drop the receipt.
Oh.
Blimey, Fallon, £18.21.
You're not supposed to see that. This is my treat.
We could have got picnic stuff at the village shop, you know.
Oh, yeah, two scotch eggs and a bag of crisps. I fancied a change.
Oh, I'll tell you what. I'll pay for a few beers, eh? We need some fuel to keep us warm.
Okay.
It's a weird time for a picnic, October. God, we got so much food. We could ask Jazzy, you know, sort of a peace offering.
Oh, no, Ed. This would be wasted on him. Give us the bag. Let's go.
I'll carry it to the cars.
Okay. How do you choose which olives to get in a place like that, eh?
I remember when we had olives at the Dower House one time, when Caroline asked the family round for drinks.
Ooh.
And Grandad tried one, like, pulled this face and spat it out into the money plate.
Oh, lovely.
Said it was the nastiest thing he'd ever had. Why don't we take this lot back to ours? It's going to be dead fiddly to eat outside.
No, I fancy Lakey Hill. I've got Sid's car rug. It'll be cool.
Yeah, it'll be that, all right. Wait, is that Emma?
Emma?
There's a bloke coming towards us.
Oh.
He's got his arm round her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, what are we going to say?
It's a new system.
We'll be okay.
Can't we just cross the road or something?
It's too late. We'll have to say hello. Hi, Emma.
Hi. Oh, sorry. This is Fallon and Ed.
Hi.
You're right.
Hello. Look, we better go and get a table.
Ah, Gino's, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant food. Special occasion, is it?
Oh, no, we're not together.
Oh, come on, let's go.
All right.
Come on.
Okay. Nice to meet you. Callum, by the way.
Oh, my God. How embarrassing was that?
Forget the med. Let's go and get this lot eaten.
I hardly got a chance to say hello before you dragged me off.
Oh, like I said, once Fallon starts, you can't shut her up.
Oh, right.
Now, what are you having for pudding, then?
The biggest plate of ice cream they've got. Come on, let's finish this bottle.
Oh, no, I can't.
Oh, come on.
Callum, I never drink this much in the middle of the day.
I'm not drinking it on my own.
All right, then.
Oh, hey, there's a woman trying to get buggy through the door.
Oh.
Hold on, I'll give her a hand. Back in a minute. Here, let me help.
No, thanks to this merchant.
Awkward things to manoeuvre, right?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Actually, I've come to meet you.
Go away, you stupid woman.
You are Callum?
Yeah.
Oh, my name is Mum.
Oh, how do you do?
Hello, love. Saw you through the window. Couldn't resist coming in to say hello.
That's a coincidence, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Ooh, was your meal nice?
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, thanks. Oh,
look at all these dishes.
I know.
Town's nice and quiet, thank goodness. Oh, we can be murder with a buggy.
I'm sure.
Oh, this is George, by the way.
All right. Will you join us for a coffee or anything?
No. Oh, it's okay. I want to go to Underwoods anyway and treat yourself to something. It's my birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thanks.
Oh, little guy's waking up, look.
Oh, at last. It's been out for the count for an hour. He won't sleep tonight.
Mm.
It's all right, George.
Hadn't you better take him out in the fresh air?
Oh, don't be daft. I want to just see you.
Good mummy.
Oh, that's better, isn't it, Georgie?
Mummy?
He loves spending time with his nana, but it's not the same as his mum, is it? Oh, that's it, Georgie. Here she is.
All right, darling.
You can have him back now you've finished your meal, Emma.
No.
Oh, go on. At least let me do a bit of shopping without him.
Mum.
Meet me there in half an hour. I'll be in ladies' wear, all right?
Do I have a choice?
Bye, Callum.
Bye.
See you again soon, I hope. Oh, he'll need his juice.
Emma?
It was such a shock, seeing her with that new bloke.
It was bound to happen one day. Do you want this last Delmardes thingy?
No, you have it. Didn't really like him.
Oh.
He looked like a right nerd.
He was all right.
Maybe that's what Emma wanted all along, eh? Bloke in a suit. That's ruled me out. Yeah, and Will.
Well, she's like a mum in the end. She was never right for you.
She could have been. Only everything was against us.
But she wanted you to be different, Ed.
I'd have more to offer her now. I didn't have a proper job back then. If only we'd got to Hungary.
If she really wanted you, she'd have made it work anywhere. Because that's what you do when you really want someone.
I wanted to tell you about him.
Then why didn't you?
I didn't know when to or how to.
You've had a whole month.
It was just getting more and more complicated the longer I left it.
You're not kidding.
I know what it looks like, but I would have said, honestly.
Oh, this is mad.
I'm sorry.
All right, it was funny you exaggerating your jobs, but denying your own kid. I don't understand it.
I thought it would put you off. We were getting on so well.
Yeah, we were.
You know now?
Only because you couldn't hold out any longer. No, I can't handle this.
Oh, Callum.
It's getting too heavy.
I knew this would happen if you found out.
It's not him.
You don't know how hard it is for me meeting someone when you've got a child.
Oh, no.
Don't give me all that.
What, where are you going?
Look, I don't want to hurt you. But I'm sorry. I can't do this.
Please don't go. It's all right, George.
It's for the best. You've got a problem with the truth, Emma.
No, I've explained and I'm sorry.
Me too. It was fun. But it's best we call it a day.
What?
I'll pay the bill. Sorry.
Callum! Callum, wait!
I don't blame her no more, you know. She had George to think about. He was getting too big for the caravan anyway. Bumping into stuff. Needed space to run around, like.
You've forgotten how cut up you were.
No. Look, all I'm saying is... Well, Neil wouldn't have let me in the house. I mean, who's she going to choose? It had to be George, didn't it?
You nearly died because of her.
She nearly died because of me. I smashed up Will's car with her in it, remember?
Well, you don't know what it was like for me, for all of us, when you ran away.
It was out of my head most days.
I never want to go through that again.
Yeah, me neither. You know, I'd try to go to sleep on a bench or a pavement somewhere. For whatever I'd taken, I couldn't block her face out. This was one of our special places up here.
You think about her a lot, don't you?
Oh, I'm sorry, Fallon. I'm going on.
It's okay.
I can talk to you about anything. You know, you've never let me down.
I didn't mean to upset you, love.
Upset me? You split us up.
Now, you can't blame me for that.
You followed me on purpose.
It's my birthday and I fancied going into Borchester.
Mum, you were like a heat-seeking missile.
Oh, right. I admit I was in the precinct and I was curious.
You can't help yourself, can you? You can't leave me alone to get on with my life.
Look, I'm really sorry Callum's dumped you. I am.
Oh, yeah, right.
Of course I am. But it's hardly my fault, is it? You say you hadn't told him about George.
Yet.
Well, how was I to know, eh? No wonder you wouldn't bring him home.
I was gonna tell him.
When?
I was.
He didn't seem particularly interested in George, I noticed.
Look, not everyone leans into a buggy and oohs and ahs at strange toddlers.
Oh, touched a nerve there.
You're glad it's over.
If it was based on a lie, then yes, I am. You couldn't have kept it up. It's ridiculous. Are you ashamed of your son, is that it?
Oh, now you're being ridiculous.
Oh, am I, though? You're young and single, Emma, but you're not free. It's time you woke up to that, love.
But, guys, they run a mile when they know you've got a kid.
Well, then they're not worth going out with.
Well, it's time you woke up, Mum, because that's how it is out there.
Well, then, maybe you have to face it. You can't have what you want.
But all I want is a bit of fun, to go out and have a laugh with someone. You know, get drunk and let go. God, is that too much to ask?
It's too late to be a ladette now.
I am 23, Mum. 23. I've been through a divorce. I've got a kid. Who's going to want to know?
Oh, love.
Callum was perfect. He came with no strings.
But you do. I'm sorry, but it was incredibly stupid to pretend you don't have a child. It was bound to come out.
Oh, shut up. Just shut up.
Oh. Happy birthday, Susan.
Have you seen the Echo, sis?
Oh, when do I get time to read a paper?
I'll take a look.
Let me see, it's here somewhere.
Page 15.
Yeah, give us a chance.
It's a piece about Taylor being charged.
Oh.
Yeah, Emma showed it to me first thing. It was Susan who spotted it, worse luck.
Ah, yeah, got it.
Yeah. Well, she's bound to broadcast it from the rooftops.
Page 15.
Then Emma's in a real strop with her. Blames of her splitting her up from a new bloke. Well, they were heading for trouble, though. Well, Emma, can you serve, sweetheart?
Whereabouts on page 15?
It's a couple of paras, bottom left.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gareth Taylor, also known as Marcus Dixon and Owen King. Oh, no. Charged on 2 counts of rape at Bournemouth Crown Court.
It mentions him working at Lower Loxley.
Yeah, and the bull. But not Kathy.
Well, they can't publish her name nor the other victim.
Oh, no, no, of course not.
I shouldn't be surprised, but I sort of hoped any publicity would stay local to Bournemouth, you know?
Yes.
Thing is, I know she hadn't seen him before work. I wish we could keep it from her.
I don't see how.
Look, can you keep an eye on her?
Of course.
I mean, there may be gossip.
Well, I'll go down and see her now.
Yeah, thanks.
Do you want me to show her this?
It's a tricky one. I don't want to draw her attention to it unnecessarily. On the other hand, yeah, you better warn her.
Okay.
Oh, she's pretty edgy today. Her liaison person hasn't got back to her yet.
So she doesn't know if Taylor got bail yesterday?
No. I mean, I'd be amazed, but she can't settle till she knows. And she's had a rough week.
Poor Kathy.
Lizzie?
No.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, she'll ring me as soon as she hears. Yep. Okay, Frank. Look, Elizabeth, I better go. Frank's got steam coming out of his ears.
All right. Yeah,
you're a star.
Bye.
Darling, Hayley's just asked me about Owen.
Oh, no.
She says it's in the paper.
Yeah, it is. Look.
Oh.
Down here, 2 paragraphs.
It's small, thankfully.
Yeah. What did you say to her?
I didn't say anything.
Good.
Charged in Bournemouth. Oh, yes. Oh, Lower Loxley.
We've got to squash any interest for Kathy's sake. And our reputation, I suppose.
It's hardly a banner headline.
Luckily.
Perhaps not many people will have seen it.
I promise Kenton I'll go down and tell Kathy. Though I can hardly look her in the eye after our chat with D.S. Collins.
Mm.
I hope we haven't compromised her case, Nigel. I mean, if the police think they were on the brink of an affair...
Look, even if she and Taylor were close, he still didn't have the right to attack her.
Well, I know that.
We had to tell Collins the truth as we saw it.
I couldn't live with myself if I knew we'd helped him get off.
Come on, Constanza, let me get the comb through.
Oh, you're out here.
Oh, you're very skittish this morning. Go on then, go and join the others.
Then Beelife Whitehouse had just rung.
Oh?
He wants me to do an interview this afternoon.
Well, that's exciting.
No, not exciting, not possible.
Why not?
It's with some image consultant woman.
Really?
He had another reporter lined up and she's ill and he thinks it'd be a vertical progression for us. Me... Dylan.
So, who is she, this consultant?
Surname was like a chocolate. Montelimar. And I scribbled down her first name. It sounded like Blazer.
Not Blaze, Montpellier.
Yes, that's it.
Oh, well.
Have you heard of her?
Ha! Of course I have. Her husband owns most of Felpisham City Football Club.
Oh, that Montpellier. With a glamorous wife. Much taller than he is.
That's her. Built like an Amazon, moves like a gazelle. They attended a charity gala at Grey Gables only last month, Robert. Her dress was incredible.
She sounds terrifying.
Style siren to the works.
Is she?
Well, the local ones anyway. She's an accessories guru. Her brand name is simply Blaze. What she doesn't know about tying a scarf isn't worth knowing. She's very big on the county scene, Robert. You should feel honoured.
But I'm completely out of my depth. It's not something I can bluff my way through this.
Well, no. How did you leave it with Glenn?
I said I was busy.
Oh.
But you know what he's like. He didn't take that as a no.
Ah.
He told me to think about it and get back to him.
Good!
It's not good. I can't do it.
No, but I can.
Good and bad news from Kathy.
Huh?
Taylor didn't get bail.
Oh, good.
Yeah, she's just heard. She's so relieved.
And the bad?
Hayley had already got her about the article.
Well, it was inevitable.
Mm. I asked her if she felt like going home, but she didn't want to draw attention to herself. She wants to carry on as normal.
And that's exactly what we need to do.
Yes. Why have they sent you that bump for the cart horse people?
Shire horse. Because I'm interested. They're still used to make deliveries, you know.
Oh, yes.
Colin Bear, of course. That chap he told me he used to have the dray loaded by 7:30 in the morning. The horses were fed and groomed and tacked up to hit the road by 10:30. They lived at the brewery.
How romantic.
Well, of course, the team he brought on Tuesday was just for display.
They did look beautiful.
Oh, they're not just eye candy, Lizzie. They're working beasts.
Yes, I've seen one pulling a passenger barge on the Felpsham Canal. We must take the children on that.
Well, they're developing new ploughing equipment for them now, it says here.
Is this leading somewhere, Nigel? You've got that look in your eye.
What look?
That how am I going to get this past Lizzie look?
Well...
I knew it.
A strong horse would be ideal for hoeing between the rows of vines.
Yes.
In fact, I bet we'd find loads of jobs requiring horsepower on the estate if we had one. We could easily use one to haul dead wood and undergrowth instead of the Land Rover. They're so eco-friendly.
Well, that's true.
It backs up our principles, Lizzie.
It'd need looking after.
Oh, Reg would love it. And I'd help him. They use Percherons in the field in the Great War, you know.
Oh?
Yeah. Now they're a huge breed, bigger than the Shires. People don't always remember the role animals played in war. Must have been terrifying for them. All the noise and distress.
Ghastly.
Though there's that amazing memorial for them in Park Lane. So, worth looking into?
Nigel, how can I refuse you? And it could be a good visitor attraction.
So nothing had changed with his bail application since last week, so the judge refused it.
Oh, that's sad, didn't I? Look, can we turn this off?
Hmm? Oh, yeah, sure.
I'm so pleased for you, darling.
So now, the prosecution go away and get their case together. The next hearing will be 2 weeks after they send their papers to the court.
Oh, it's a blooming palaver, isn't it?
Yeah, I know.
What do they call that one, then?
The plea and case management hearing.
Oh, blimey.
It'll be held in about 6 weeks.
6 weeks?
Yeah, I know. Getting through each day's trial.
Yeah.
I've had a terrible day with this in the paper.
Yeah, I know, love.
Everyone was talking about Owen.
Taylor.
Yeah, but he's still Owen to them. And I had to call him that, or it would have sounded really odd. They're all sharing their memories of him. And I was terrified someone would make a connection to me.
Well, why would they? They only said he worked there once.
Yeah, but he was my friend. They all knew that.
No, they wouldn't make the connection.
They might.
But they won't. It's all in Bournemouth, and it's tomorrow's chip paper, right? People forget.
The chicken will be half an hour. Here. Sherry.
Oh, you angel, Robert. I'm pooped. Still, it was a very enlightening afternoon.
In what way?
Well, their house is gorgeous for a start.
Yeah, I bet.
Palladian. She was a mine of information.
About what?
Well, my kerchief's a no-no, even when she tugged the knot from the side to the centre. Very 80s.
You wouldn't think a little thing like that would make such a difference.
She said all I needed was the dungarees and I could have been the fourth Bananarama.
I like them.
And she showed me how to tie my winter scarf, when the time comes, to elongate my short neck.
You haven't got a short neck.
She said I had.
Gee.
Oh, no, no, it was invaluable. Tantamount to a free consultation. And she gave me tips on the right belt. We tried on several. To think I've had the wrong size buckle all these years.
Did you spend the whole afternoon dressing up?
And she said I could carry off a giant handbag.
The one you've got's pretty big.
I know she was talking Mary Poppins.
So, did you actually interview her at all?
Robert, the whole afternoon was an interactive interview.
You don't think she was flattering you into buying some of her stuff?
Oh, no, no, no. She hasn't got a retail outlet, Robert.
You said her brand was Blaze.
No, she is the brand.
Oh. See, it's as well you went, not me.
Although she did recommend a few shops.
Uh-oh.
Don't worry, I'm not tempted. My wardrobe is already coordinated, classic and capsule. But I've got plenty of material for a good article.
Well, I'm relieved to hear it. Did you get any gossip about Felpsham City?
Oh, yes. The centre-forward's wife, Dawn, has just spent 5 weeks in a private clinic.
Rehab?
Well, could be surgery. Blaze said she went in at 32 and came out at 38. Oh, there's a photo of Blaze in the New Borsetshire Life.
Oh, you've got it then?
Yes, and the Echo. They're in my bag. My modest bag.
Are we in it with the
fun and games night.
Oh, yes, of course. Oh, sorry, Robert, I meant to say, the photos are hilarious. Here you are.
Thanks.
Page 41.
Okay.
I'll look at the paper.
Photos have come out well. Oh, it's a great one of Brenda and the egg and spoon race. Look at her concentration.
I know, she looks like Roy in it.
Yeah. Oh, they're excellent.
Now, Roy said the house they're buying is in here in the property further afield section.
At least the article turned out well, Linda. I hated every moment of the evening.
Oh, Robert. Let's see.
It was very hairy keeping up the pretense we were helping Lindsay's mum. Talk about being underground reporters.
Good Lord. Owen King's been charged on 2 counts of rape.
I don't believe it.
Look for yourself. See? How dreadful.
Oh, yeah.
There's always something odd about him, but...
He was a damn fine share. All these aliases.
I know. He was shy and awkward. But there was a sense of desperation underneath.
He left you in the lurch in Christmas Carol.
Didn't he, though? Still, Alan turned out to be a much better Fezziwig. I remember Kathy spent hours coaching Owen, and he never got any better.
Mm, she dropped out as well.
And that was the final straw. Luckily, I knew her part.
She had that bad flu.
That's right. I tried to see her. She was really ill. Yes. I remember that.
What do you think of this one, then? A no?
Maybe. Show me the third thing you bought.
Oh, okay.
Woohoo, you have had fun shopping.
It's nearly cleaned me out. I want to look amazing tonight.
You always look amazing to me.
For Ed.
Oh, he wants to wake up and see what's under his nose.
Oh, it's caught on my earring. Oh,
hold on. There. Ooh, these are new and all.
Yeah.
They're fabulous.
Aren't they?
Hey, you could borrow some of mine if you like. How about the black and silver blouse?
No time, man.
Oh, no, that's beautiful.
Hold on, let me get it on properly. There.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the one.
Not bad.
Not bad? You look $1 million.
It fits good.
It's perfect.
Yeah. I feel confident in this dress.
Enough to tell him how you feel this time.
Well, I'm going to give it one more go, Mum.
Well, I wish you luck, love.
I'm going to need it.
It's nice you suggested dinner anyway.
Yeah. I so bottled it on Wednesday.
I never thought a picnic was the right setting.
Well, we were doing fine till we bumped into Emma. She's all you talked about all afternoon. Still not over her, Mum.
Oh, come on. That's why he needs a new girl, to shake her off.
He didn't like seeing her with a new boyfriend, though.
Her ex-boyfriend?
What do you mean, ex?
Neil at dinner time. He said they finished.
Emma and Callum?
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you say something?
Oh, I'm saying it now, love.
Oh,
first chance I've had since he told me.
But that is brilliant.
Sorry?
Has Ed heard?
Well, how should I know?
Well, that's it. I've got to tell him how I feel before he finds out she's available again.
Oh, love, get real. He wouldn't have her back the way she treated him. Besides, she can't hold a candle to you.
That's it.
Go on.
Ruth!
Jennifer, hi! Have you brought Rory?
No, he's staying at Lerlox's tonight.
Oh, good. I thought I'd forgotten. I'm just about to start the milking.
Yeah, I can see that. To music.
They perform better. Eddie discovered by accident.
Well, I won't hold you up. I've got a present from Ian in the car.
Ian?
Mm-hmm. Plastic milk bottles from Grey Gables with his compliments.
Oh, that's brilliant.
40 of them, all washed and ready. I said I'd bring them over. He's so busy.
David told me he might be able to help us.
He's been saving them through the week.
That's kind of him.
And Adam said you're planning to fill them to look like milk.
Yeah, with poster paint.
Oh,
I'll get Pip to do it before next Wednesday.
Oh, that's when the school's coming, is it?
Not the whole school. It's a class of 8 and 9-year-olds.
Oh, I'm sure they'll have a fascinating time. And think of all the follow-up projects the teachers can give them.
That's true.
Well, farming's linked to so many aspects of life, isn't it?
How's Alice getting on, by the way?
Oh, she's really enjoying herself, thanks.
Good. Oh, hi, Bert. How'd you get on today?
I pulled myself up to second place in the table.
Congratulations.
Where was today's match, then?
Beckwell. Oh, you've heard, have you?
Yes. And I fully expect to post a photograph on the website with you holding the winning cup.
Ah, now there's an incentive,
Bert. Oh, I don't need no incentive.
Maybe you can win.
What, the overall cup? Ooh, I don't know about that.
Oh, go on.
Oh, well, maybe.
That's more like it.
Well, I wish you the best of luck with it anyway.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Aldridge.
I'll shoot off now, Ruth. Leave you to the milking.
OK, thanks, Jennifer.
Bye, Bert.
Bye.
I'd better get on.
Ah, no, I've been practising my talk on ploughing for the kiddies.
Oh, excellent.
I thought I'd start off with the basics.
Good idea.
The object of ploughing is to turn the top surface of the soil and bury plant growth and rubbish underneath, where it will decompose.
You might need to explain decompose to them.
Oh, all right. The depth of ploughing depends on the condition of the soil and whether the crop that will be next occupying the land is deep or shallow rooted.
Right. Well, look, Bert, I really must get on now.
The plough was already established in Egyptian times, when it was first recorded over 4,000 years ago.
You're going back that far?
Oh, he wants to be thorough. Now, after the Egyptians, the Greeks added wheels. Then the Romans took it on.
Bert,
and in the Doomsday Book of 1068, over 80,000 plough teams were recorded. Now, each of them had 8 oxen, and if the kiddies can do their arithmetic, they'll calculate that's near enough 650,000 oxen.
I can see you've done your homework. How much more is there?
Oh, I've hardly started yet.
Ah.
I was going through the centuries one by one, up to the advances of the reversible plough.
That is very thorough.
Oh, you know me.
You know what I think the kids might enjoy?
Oh, what?
One of your poems.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. You know how clever you are at condensing things.
Brevity is the soul of wit.
Exactly. And if you could come up with a funny, pithy way of saying all that, you'll go down a storm.
Mm. Oh, you can't beat a gin and tonic. This feels very decadent, coming out to the pub.
Well, Rory's at Lower Loxley and Brian's still hammering away at Top Field. You deserve to relax, Mum. I'll get you in the mood for Barcelona.
Hope he won't go on too late.
Well, I expect he wants to complete the job tonight.
Well, he's true to his word. He said he'd ploughed and he has.
Yeah, he's been a man possessed the last few days. Mm. I'm really impressed.
I suppose we shouldn't be surprised. He's burying himself in work because he's so hurt about Alice.
Hmm, you're probably right.
Wish she'd changed her mind and let him follow us to the airport. It would have meant so much to him.
I know.
And as it is, he feels totally excluded. He so wanted to make his peace with her. It's almost as though he's wounded.
It can't help that all of us have heard from her, except him.
Exactly. You, Mum, Jack, Lillian.
I hope you're not missing her too much, Mum.
Well, I've got my 4 and 40-year-old boys for company, haven't I?
Oh, I feel dead nervous. What if it all comes out wrong?
Relax. You'll find the words. Huh. Well, I really hope it goes well, darling.
Thanks, Mum.
And remember, I'll be here for you, whatever happens.
I know.
You better go.
Okay.
Oh, I say, Fallon!
Wow!
Oh!
You look sensational.
Thanks, Adam.
Oh, doesn't she?
I love your hair like that. It really suits you.
Oh, thank you.
You're one hot date.
I'll see you later, then.
Okay, have a great time. You can tell me all about it after.
Whatever.
Who's the lucky man?
An idiot.
By the way, Jolene, we saw the piece in the paper about Owen.
Oh.
Yes.
How did you find him when he worked here?
Well, before my time. Yeah. Excuse me. I need to serve.
Yeah, ghastly thing.
Yeah, Ian's totally shocked. He was quite friendly with her.
Was he?
Well, they had a few drinks together. It just goes to show.
It's only been open a couple of weeks, this place, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's dead nice. He chose well.
Good. I'm glad you like it.
Except when you said meet at Brooks, I've no idea what it was like inside. I feel well out of place in my old jeans.
Oh, no, you look great, Ed. We'll order some wine in a minute. That'll relax you.
Yeah, if he looks our way.
I wanted us to come somewhere nice for a change.
Well, with a wooden table, not a plastic one.
Exactly.
I just wish you'd warned me. God, did you see that plateful just gone past? That was massive.
So?
I had a burger on the way, didn't I?
Oh, God. Ed, what is the point of going out for a meal if you can eat first?
Well, I was hungry and didn't know what the portions would be like here. I mean, sometimes they're tiny.
True.
So I expect I'll make room.
I bet you will.
Oh, let's have a look at the menu then.
It's lovely the way they've put those little lights around the mirrors, isn't it?
Yeah. Noisettes of pan-fried lamb with herb and mustard crust. What's a noisette?
It's little round pieces, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, they come with spring onion mash, baby carrots and a red wine sauce. It's a bit fancy for me. Might just have a steak. What are you going for?
Oh, I don't know yet.
Have a look then. Are we paying for our own, as usual?
I don't mind.
It's quite pricey here, isn't it? I'll tell you what. Why don't I buy the meal?
Oh, you don't have to do that.
Well, I earn more. It's only fair, isn't it? You pay for the picnic.
Okay, thanks. Ed.
It's probably best I skip the starter. I mean, unless you're having one.
Oh, no.
Oh, mind you, sizzling king prawns. Oh, look, they come with calamata olives like we had on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mind us only having two courses. You know, it's obvious you're going somewhere after this.
What?
You're so dressed up. Never seen you look this hot.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. Are you off clubbing later? Because if you pull, that's cheating, you know.
Not off anywhere, Ed. This is for you, dork.
What is?
This. All of this. The restaurant. Me.
You've lost me.
I'm trying to tell you.
What?
I'm in love with you.
So is this a wind-up, Fallon?
No, I have been for ages. I wanted to tell you when we were on Lakey Hill. I just need to know how you feel about me.
I don't know what to say, Fallon. No. I hadn't really thought of you like that. No, I mean, of course I care about you as a mate.
Oh, God, bad idea.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hurt you.
Look, forget I said anything.
No, Fallon, I've upset you.
Let's call it a night, shall we? Pretend this never happened.
Where are you going?
Home. I'll get a taxi.
No, I'll take you. Come on, let me.
No, Ed, forget it. It's okay.
Fallon!
The Archers was written by Noel Gadala. The agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by the editor Vanessa Whitburn.